Mount Carmel, Illinois. Had an amazing game last night. And then the game before also impressed this coaching staff as the right-hander Jacob Faulkner throws the first strike. 0-1. Had three RBIs this season. And a guy that, if you can get him on base, he had 17 stolen bases at Iowa Western. So the 0-1, the check swing, does he go? And the ref said he did. The umpire, the first base umpire, said he went. So now he's down early in this count, 0-2. Rogers at center field, a reliable center fielder. Head coach Kirk Schreider likes to put him at that position. The 0-2, swing and a miss. There's strike three. 1-2-3 for Rogers as he sees his second strikeout of the day. So Ty Johnson struck out and he flew out today. So he's looking for a little bit different this time. Johnson, who has had a great year so far, two RBIs and five hits on 10 at-bats. As he sees a strike across the plate. He's at 10 at-bats. As I said, five hits, but he's only been struck out twice. Johnson, a swing and a hard hit ball over to Kyle West at first, and he steps on the first base bag. For the second out. So Jack Basir will be the one batting third here, struck out in his first two plate appearances, looking for a little bit different story this time. Still 1-1 here. The Rockers have out-hit the Rafters 4-2, swinging a hard-hit ball down on the left field line. That is fair. Rounding first is Basir, and he heads towards second. The throw towards second from Parker Coley is not in time. So getting to second is Basir, and he gets a double. That's a big play there for Jack Basir. They needed that. Now, Matt Olive is due up for the Rafters. A guy that had a big double, which eventually he got home in the inning in the top of the fourth. So can Olive continue his hot start to his Northwoods League debut? A rising redshirt junior as he sees the first ball, a check swing, but did not go. 1-0. I mean, he batted a 337 with 89 at-bats this season. Second on the team in batting average. Faulkner looks at second. Now serves the 1-0 outside. 2-0. So two outs here. The Rafters with three hits compared to the Rockers four. So Matt Olive up in this count, 2-0. Faulkner sets, fires, delivers outside. So Olive way up in this count, 3-0. Here in the top of the six. Two outs. Basir stands at second. The 3-0 serve. There's a strike across the plate. 3-1. Three balls, a strike. Faulkner comes set, fires, and a swing and a ball. She popped in the shallow right, but running under it is the second baseman in Tommy Davis, who makes a routine grab. So the Rafters unable to send one home as they keep this score 1-1 as we head to the bottom of the sixth here on WFHR, your home for Rafters baseball.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 63 tonight under mainly clear skies, winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 89, mainly clear skies. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms, lows level off around 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
To the bottom of the sixth inning we go as a pitching change is in store for the Wisconsin Rapids rafters as Jack Zupfer, the right-handed pitcher, the rising sophomore at University of St. Thomas, from Mounds View, Minnesota, and went to Irondale High School, where he was an all-conference, all-section, had the highest honors of a 4.3 GPA. This is the guy that had 12.0 ERA with four appearances as he faces JoJo Jackson, the Georgia State product, who struck out and grounded out as Zupfer up in the count 0-1. A swing and a hard hit ball through the second baseline into by Ty Johnson. So Jackson will take first. That starts things off here in the bottom of the sixth for the Rockers.
That's how the base hit by the Rockers GFL environmental cleanup hitter.
So Parker Coley is due up next for the Rockers. Grounded out. And then got the first hit of the game for the Rockers in the bottom of the third. The pitch from Zupfer is a strike. Zupfer had a 12.0 ERA, but he only had four appearances with three innings pitched, five hits, and four runs allowed. He also recorded a strikeout against Kansas State. So not a lot of appearances for Zupfer. Hometown native, Mounds View, Minnesota. The 0-1 is on the way. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. Zupfer majoring in mechanical engineering. So quite the scholar as he throws back over to first. And JoJo Jackson slides safe. Zupfer comes set, looks the 0-2 delivery, a breaking ball way down for a ball. Jackson was looking to take off there and steal toward second. As soon as Zupfer made that pitch, he was looking back over. Zupfer checks over to first now and now fires the 1-2. Jensen throws it back to second. The tag in time, it is there once again. Ty Johnson gets him out, and JoJo Jackson will sit down for the first out for the Rafters here in the bottom of the sixth. That was a big play once again from Levi Jensen. The throw, and Ty Johnson is there. Man, the Rafters have great fielding, and they have a great defense. It seemed like in that first inning, in that first game, it could have been an anomaly. And as I said, that a swing and a hard hit ground ball through the second baseline and taking first is Parker Coley. The announcer jinx possibly was on display there. That's all right. Rafters have one out. Coley on first, and Brady Miguel, who's flown out today and has also gotten a base hit, will step in. Up for the pitch, a swing and a ball into shallow center, and it drops. Rounding second is Coley, and he heads to third. So Coley at third, and Miguel at first. And now with the Rafters in position here to give up a run. So Cooper Kelly, who was hit by pitch today, he grounded out as well. Rafters need two outs here. Rockers have out hit the Rafters 7-3, but it's still a 1-1 ball game here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Strike across the plate is true. 0-1. Coley remains at third. Miguel at first, excuse me. Second ball on the way was a ball, 1-1. So runners on first and third for the Rockers. The Rafters only have one out. Zupfer likes to pitch, throws, and then a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Can the Rafters get out of this inning? One ball, two strikes. Zupfer shakes it off. Now comes set and fires. Breaking ball in the dirt. 2-2.
Fancy attention, please, to the Mrs. Banky's class from Denmark. Please meet behind section 119 for a class photo. Thank you.
Zupfer looks over to first and then fires a 2-2 downstairs on the inside corner. Now three balls and two strikes. So Zupfer was up in the count, and now he's down here. And this will hurt the Rafters if they get a ball. Zupfer steps off the mound for a sec. Comes set. Likes the pitch. And then fires. Swinging a hard hit ball to Ty Johnson at second. He throws over to first. A run scores for the Rafters. But Kelly gets out at first. And the Rockers up 2-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. So Johnson makes the play over at first. They get Kelly out at first. Miguel goes to second, and Parker Coley scores. So Carlos Hernandez is due up. So the Rafters give up another run, but two runs Rockers have scored here compared to the Rafters one. So 2-1 ball game. Zupfer throws, and that's in the dirt. Jensen couldn't catch it. He fires a third, but making the throw was not in time. So Brady Miguel will go to third. One ball, zero strikes. Rafters cannot give up another run here. The 1-0. Evens his count up at one apiece. Sets the 1-1 serve. Off-speed pitch outside. 2-1. Swinging a hard hit ball over to Johnson on the grounder. He throws over to first, and there is the third out for the Rafters. So they give up a run, but it was only one run. It could have been worse. So it's a 2-1 ball game as we head to the top of the seventh here on WFHR. We'll be back.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. my way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind a Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind a Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
To the top of the seventh inning we go here on a beautiful evening in Green Bay, Wisconsin, at Capital Credit Union Park. Joey Fear with you and excited to bring you this coverage here on WFHR. Well, the Rafters gave up a run in the bottom of the sixth, but it is a 2-1 ball game. They trail as Shane Taylor, who has been walked in his first two plate appearances, the left-hander, will be due up. So they got Taylor, Carlson, and Hugo batting so far in this inning. Jacob Faulkner remains on the mound for the Rockers. Rafters fortunate not to give up more than a run on that last inning. It could have gone sideways for them. Some good infield play from Ty Johnson as Faulkner, the sidearm, throws it on the outside corner, 1-0. Rockers have out-hit the Rafters 7-3. The 1-0 popped up in the air on the left field line for a foul. So 1-1. Shane Taylor, who's batted a 250 with one RBI this season, he sees the 1-1. Upstairs, there's a second ball. Two balls and a strike here for Shane Taylor. A dynamic shortstop, swinging up a ball on the left field line, heading, is it foul? Running after it is Coley, and it stays foul. 2-2. Good contact there from Shane. Wasn't able to see that ball drop in the fair play. So two balls, two strikes. Faulkner looks, comes set, and fires. Swing and a ball lined into center and dropping before the center fielder and Max Mims. He commits an error. The ball goes behind him. Rounding second is Taylor. He's heading for third. Can he get there? And he does. A triple to start off this inning for the Rafters, and it's exactly what they needed with zero outs. A major play there from Shane Taylor. That was big for the Rafters. That was huge. Shane Taylor lined a ball into center. That dropped on a one-hop bounce to Mims. He couldn't able to corral that ball. Ball skips behind him. Shane Taylor then makes all the way the run around the diamond to third. He's 90 feet away from tying this ball game up. So Kyle Carlson, the first baseman, will step in today. So after Shane Taylor struggled at the plate for the Rafters, he's been walked twice today and then a leadoff triple here in the top of the seventh. Carlson sees a strike and the 0-1 from Faulkner, who steps back on and looked like he was about to make the throw over to third to Shane Taylor. Base hit surely sends Taylor home to even this ball game up here in the top of the seventh. The 0-1. A strike across the plate is true. So 0-2. Rockers have out-hit the Rafters 7-4, but a big error there from Max Mims, the center fielder, to give Shane Taylor the the go-ahead to third. There's strike number three from Faulkner, and he sends Carlson down looking. Rafters still have two outs to go. Logan Hugo, who grounded out today, he flew out as well. He made good contact, but just wasn't able to see the ball remain fair. He's batting a 143 this season so far for the Rafters. As the first pitch on the way is a strike. He's had one hit on seven at-bats with two runs, six total catches, and six putouts in the field. So one out here for the Rafters. The 0-1 from Faulkner. Upstairs, the check swing did not go for Hugo, so he sees a ball. 1-1. Rockers, seven hits to the Rafters, four. The 1-1 from Faulkner, way outside. Hernandez had to stand up for that one. So two balls and a strike. Sun has almost fully set here. A beautiful evening here in Green Bay. The 2-1, swing and a miss. Strike two, 2-2. 77 degrees. And beautiful baseball weather. One out. Taylor remains at third. Hugo faces a 2-2 count. Faulkner the delivery. As that ball a little bit outside. Green Bay fans not happy with that one. They felt that was strike number three, but it wasn't. It's ball number three, so a full count here with one out. This is big here for the Rafters. Hugo comes set, the full count delivery. Swing and a foul tipped back as Hugo fights to stay alive here in this plate appearance. Has not been able to record a hit today. He's grounded out and flown out. Faulkner looks, shakes it off, comes set. The full count serve, and it hits the left knee of Hugo. He will take first as he had a moment to check if he was okay, and he is. So a hit by pitch, it wouldn't have mattered if it was a ball, as Hugo will take first. Shane Taylor remains at third, and now Levi Jensen, who got a base hit on his last plate appearance, is up. This will be big for the Rafters. Down 2-1 in a hard-fought ball game here in the top of the seventh inning. Jensen struck out and got a base hit. Faulkner the pitch. Across the way, there's a strike. So 0-1, one out. Hugo at first, Taylor at third. Jensen down on the count, 0-1. Faulkner, the pitch, the check swing. That umpire saying, did he go and did not? Count at one apiece. Jensen, a returning player for the Rafters. Batted a 147 this season for North Alabama with 36 games started. Popped up in the air on the backside for a foul ball. There's 1-2. So Jensen comes set, and he's on Faulkner, the 1-2 serve. Across the plate, just a bit outside to even up this count at two apiece. The 2-2 from Faulkner. Swing and a miss. The throw over to second to Hernandez. And that's going to send Shane Taylor home. So Taylor gets home, and then Hugo gets to second. So a run scores for the Rafters. They even this ball game up at two apiece. Sam Schmidt is up. I remind you, the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids offers a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-legged companions, big city quality, small-town values. And the small-town team has a chance to take the lead here as a foul tipped back on Sam Schmidt. So a wild play there. Hernandez looked for Hugo. Hugo had the stolen base. Hernandez threw it over to second. Hugo got there, and that was an easy go-ahead there for Shane Taylor, who went from third over to home. So this count, this ball game is 2-2. This ball game is 2-2 as Schmidt sends one back towards foul. So the Rafters, every time the Rockers have gotten a run, the Rafters have followed up that next inning with a run. Now can they take the lead? So 2-2 here. Sam Schmidt, who struck out today, and he's also flown out as well, looking for his first hit of the night. Two outs, the 0-2. Downstairs, inside corner, that's a ball. Hugo at second. Sam Schmidt down in the count, 1-2. Hugo a big leadoff at second. A swing and a ball hit on the foul line on the right side. Still 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs here in the top of the seventh. Faulkner looks, sets, fires upstairs. Even this count, 2-2. Sam Schmidt, he's had 21 runs, 13 hits, 11 RBIs when batting. 33 games started for Salem. Batting average of 181. Sam Schmidt hits a ball on the right field line. Out. Foul. So Faulkner comes set here. 2-2. Two outs here. The 2-2. Across the plate and a little bit outside the strike zone. So now it's a full count here with two outs. Rafters have not taken the lead today. They've been out hit by the Rockers 7-4. Faulkner fires. Full count delivery is ball number four. So Schmidt will take first. Hugo's at second. And now we return to the top of the order with Brandon Rogers. Who's been a standout for the Rafters in the first two games. As a trip to the mound for Faulkner, he looks like his day is done. As Jacob Liberta looks to be the one to step on the mound for the Rockers, the left-handed pitcher out of Phoenix, Arizona, and goes to Hawaii Hilo all the way in Hawaii. So he's found his way here in Green Bay and perhaps a different arm for the Rockers is what's needed. But Schmidt's at first. Hugo's at second here with two outs. Brandon Rogers not been able to record a hit after his hot start for the Rafters in the first two games. Started to become a fan favorite as well. Every time he got up at Witter Field, a lot of fans were clapping and cheering for him, because in the first game, when not a lot was going right for the Rafters, he seemed like he was the one making hits, stealing bases, and crossing home plate. So Jacob Liberta will be the one, the left-hander, the junior, is stepping in on what has been an eventful game. I tell you, a 2-2 game here in the top of the seventh. I credit the Rafters. Every time they have gone down a run, they have followed it up the next inning with at least a run. And they are fighting here. 2-2 game. Green Bay Rockers. Used to be the Green Bay Booyah before they became the Rockers. They have a great atmosphere here at Capital Credit Union Park. They have a lower bowl and an upper deck, an all-turf field. Great speakers, great advertisements, a whole great scene here. And it is literally 3 minutes away. It might not even, like, you can literally see it from the Rockers Lambeau Field. So, great location as well, and the Rafters looking to steal a win. Are they able to do it here in the top of the seventh? Brandon Rogers will step in the right-handed batter's box, facing the left-hander of Jacob Liberta. Liberta, on his first pitch of the evening, looks back towards second, looks towards first, fires downstairs. There's a ball. So Rogers batting a 375 before today, three RBIs, and he also had the first home run of the season for the Rafters last night. Had one in the bottom of the first where he jacked one to deep left center. So 2-0, he's up in the count. Liberta sets, fires downstairs once again. Rogers way up in the count here, 3-0. This will be big for the Rafters if they can get another one on base and have bases loaded. Liberta looks back towards second, comes set, the 3-0. And there's ball number four. Four straight balls. So Rogers on first, Schmidt on second, Hugo moves to third, and the bases are juiced for the Rafters with Ty Johnson up. Ty Johnson struck out, flew out, and he's also grounded out today, so he's still looking for his first hit. Batting a 500 before today in his first two games, five hits on 10 at-bats, as the first strike is true for Liberta, the 0-1. 0-1 here for Jacob Liberta. The bases are juiced for the Rafters with two outs. The 0-1. Ty Johnson swinging a hard fly ball into the glove of JoJo Jackson. And that will be the third out, but the Rafters get a run, and they even up this ball game at two apiece as we head to the bottom of the seventh here on WFHR.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
To the bottom of the seventh inning, we go as a pitching change is in store for the Rafters. Zupfer's day has been cut short as left-handed pitcher Nick Paulson will take the mound. Paulson, a rising senior out of Wisconsin Stevens Point from Balsam Lake in Wisconsin, went to Unity High School. He had 62 innings pitched this year for Stevens Point. He had seven of those against Wisconsin Whitewater with a 6-1 record and a 3.19 ERA. Had 10 games started, allowing 61 hits and 28 runs. He also had 56 strikeouts. So the Rockers went to a left-hander. The Rafters going to a left-hander. And now batting for the Rockers is Andrew Harris, batting in the nine hole for them today. So Harris, Max Mims, Tommy Davis are the ones up for the Rockers. So Paulson seeing his first action of the year. So Andrew Harris has two RBIs out of University of Wisconsin Parkside in the same conference as Stevens Point. So perhaps these two have faced each other as the first ball was a ball. The 1-0 across the plate. There's a strike. Bottom of the seventh inning. Back and forth game. Not much separating these two teams. The Rockers have out-hit the Rafters 7-4. But one error for the Rockers has really been costly for Ben Costly and has favored the Rafters. There's a strike. 1-2, here's a serve. Way outside on the lower corner. Two balls, two strikes. Hey, 2-2 here. Swinging a ball hit foul back. On the foul towards home plate. Staying alive here is Harris at 2-2. The 2-2, and foul tipped back at the backtrack. Staying alive is Harris in this count. Remind you, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check out wisconsinrapids.com. So 2-2 here from Paulson. And the serve. Swing and a miss. Strike three. He gets his first strikeout of the game, and his first at-batter, first batter, goes down swinging. So Max Mims, on his third plate appearance today, struck out and he walked, the leadoff hitter for the Rockers. Playing center fielder today, swing and a ball well hit. At center field, right into the glove of Brandon Rogers. And he is out for out number two. Mims, good contact, but Rogers was under it. So Tommy Davis, who bats second for the Rockers, who has got a base hit. He's been walked, and he's also struck out. It's a little bit of everything today for Davis. As Paulson, a across the plate. There's a strike. 0-1. Paulson comes set and fires. Swing and a miss. Strike two. That was a fastball in the upper corner. And Paulson has allowed batters about a 262, which is the lowest of his career. Pitched 10 games in 2022. Here's the 0-2. Ball tipped foul backside. Staying alive here at 0-2. He went 2-0 in 2022, had 8 starts with a 5.88 ERA, 33 2/3 innings pitched, and 29 strikeouts. The 0-2, ball well hit on the foul line, on the third base line, staying here once again at 0-2, here in the bottom of the seventh. The Rockers swing and a ball popped up into shallow left. Running under it is Hugo, and there is out number three for the Rafters as we head to the top of the eighth inning. Still the score is Rafters 2, Rockers 2. We'll be back here in a moment.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
To the top of the eighth inning we go as Jack Basir is due up for the Rafters. He had a leadoff double in the fifth inning. In the sixth inning. But other than that, he struck out twice. As the first pitch on the way downstairs in the dirt, swing and a miss, strike one. 0-1 here. Jack Basir, the Rafters, tied it up in the top of the seventh. But the Rockers started things off in the bottom of the third with a run. Rafters tied it up in the top of the fourth. And then the Rockers answered in the top of the sixth, and the Rafters answered right back. In the top of the seventh, foul tipped backside, 0-2. So Jack Basir struggled so far, but had a big double on his last plate appearance. The 0-2 from Liberta. Swinging a hard hit ground ball to Kyle West at first. A foot race, and he gets there in time for the first out. Dove on that ball. I mean, an excellent play at first. One down for the Rockers as Matt Olive will step in the right-handed batter's box. Struck out twice, but he also had a double, and he was the first Rafter to cross home plate today on his first appearance here in the lineup. First pitch on the way outside on the top corner for Liberta. Liberta looks at first. Now comes Set. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Strike one. That was downstairs on the inside corner. Matt Olive went after that one. As I said earlier, just got to Witter Field today. And it was thrown right in the lineup. The designated hitter, the 1-1 from Liberta, goes off the glove of Hernandez. And there's the second ball. So two balls and a strike. With one out. Liberta looks the left-hander on the right-handed batter. Swing and a miss, strike two. Got him inside on a fastball. 2-2. One out here. Rockers have out-hit the Rafters, 7-4. It's still a 2-2 game. The 2-2 swinging a ball hit on the right field into the glove of JoJo Jackson. For the second out for the Rockers. Two down, one away. As Shane Taylor, the shortstop, will step in. Taylor has been walked twice today and then had that big triple in the top of the seventh inning. First pitch, right across the plate, there's a strike. For today, Taylor batted 250 with one RBI, and the Utah Tech shortstop had a big triple today. He started to get the bats going yesterday, and then now today he's picked up where he's left off, a swing and a miss. There's strike two. So 0-2. With two outs here in the top of the eighth. Lefty on lefty here. The 0-2 delivery. Swinging a hard hit ground ball into the second baseman of Tommy Davis. The flip over to first to Kyle West is true. So three outs for the Rockers as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning here on WAVHR 97.5. Your home for Rafters Baseball.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Leading off to the bottom of the eighth for the Rockers. First
to the bottom of the eighth we go as Kyle West is due up for the Rockers. In a back-and-forth game here, 2-2. Rafters came up empty in the top of the eighth. And the Rockers looking to take the lead. The Rafters still have Nick Paulson on the mound. He's been impressive so far. As the first pitch is a strike downstairs. Zero balls, a strike, the 0-1. Swing and a hard hit ball through the second baseline into the center fielder of Rogers. So Kyle West, batting a 455 before today, gets his first hit of the game.
Joe Jackson.
So JoJo Jackson, the Atlanta, Georgia native and the Georgia State product, has now come set. He's been struck out. He's grounded out. He's also had a base hit today. Jackson, a ground ball over to Carlson, who makes a throw at second. Back over to first from Johnson. And there's a 1-2 double play for the Rafters. Exactly what they drew up. Carlson, a heads-up play. Rafters, two down, one away. So left fielder Parker Coley comes in today, 2 of 3. He's had 2 base hits and he's also grounded out. He's had a good day for the Rafters. Go 1-2. Swing and a miss. There's strike one from Paulson. 0-1. Paulson comes set, 0-1, downstairs on a breaking ball, evens up this count at 1 apiece. Paulson sets, fires the 1-1, swing and a miss, there's strike two. Beautiful pitch there from Paulson, had Coley reaching on the outside edge. So 2 outs here, bottom of the 8th inning, 2-2 game. The 1-2 popped up backside and a foul. Green Bay Rocker fans starting to get into it as the Rockers double the Rafters' hits, but the difference has been Rafters, great base running, and that error for the Rockers as a ball swinged into left center. But that goes right into the glove of Logan Hugo for the third out. So we head to the top of the 9th inning. Rafters 2, Rockers 2. You're listening to WFHR 97.5, your home for Rafters baseball.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their 4 surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to wroinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
To the top of the 9th inning, we go here at Capital Credit Union Park. Rafters 2, Rockers 2. Back in 4th game, Kyle Carlson is due up for the Rafters in an effort to lift them to victory. They have not led here today. So Carlson, who struck out all three times on his plate appearances, looking to change that here today. Before today, batting a 333. Carlson steps in, the right-hander, on the left-handed pitcher of Jacob Liberta. The first pitch home. Carlson lines a ball into right field, and he gets on base. And a great start for the Rafters here at the top of the ninth. Do they have one more run in them? We're going to find out. That was a great start from Carlson. On his first hit of the game. So Hugo will be up next. Logan Hugo, the Eastern Michigan product. He's been hit by pitch today. He's grounded out and he's flown out as well. So he has not recorded a hit. Carlson didn't do that as well, but he changed the things. So can Hugo down to the dirt? Carlson was about to go two, decided to go back to first. Coach Ryder making signals over to Carlson. The 1-0. There's a strike. So 2-2 game. If neither team gets a run, we're going to head into extras for the first time this season. And hopefully the Rafters can change that. The 1-1. Swing and a ball hit foul back on the backtrack. 1-2. So 1-2 here. Rockers about hit the Rafters 8-5. Liberta comes set. Looks over to first. And now back to home. The 1-2 serve. Carlson fouls one on the right side. Stays alive at 1-2. The Rafters can come out with a win. This would be a gutsy win and a gritty win. On the way here to Green Bay, it was raining quite heavily, but it has turned out to be a very decent night here in Green Bay. The 1-2 upstairs evens his count up at 2 apiece. Rockers got one in the bottom of the third. Rafters answered the top of the fourth. Rockers with one in the sixth. And the Rafters answered one in the top of the seventh. But we're here in the top of the ninth. 2-2, zero outs. Carlson stands at first. A 2-2. Swinging a ball hit. Well hit. Back towards the center field and into the glove of Max Mims. So Carlson checks back to first. He runs to second. Does he get there? And does. Some great base running from Carlson. So Carlson at two, and that ball was hit pretty well from Hugo. So Jensen, Levi Jensen, 1-for-3 today. Got a base hit on his second plate appearance, struck out in his first and third. So one out, Carlson at second, and Levi Jensen, the right-hander, against the left-handed pitcher of Liberta. Ball on the downstairs corner, paints the edge of the strike zone, 1-0. The Rafters get one home. We're going to find out. Carlson at second. Jensen faces a 1-0. Swing and a miss. Strike one, but that goes behind Hernandez. That advances Hugo to Carlson to third. Excuse me. So Carlson's at third. A wild pitch there from Hernandez. So Jensen went after it, but that went through the legs of Carlos Hernandez and puts Kyle Carlson in scoring position here, a prime scoring position. A base hit surely sends one home and gives the Rafters the lead. Can they do it here on the top of the ninth? As manager Can I have a word with Jacob Liberta? This would be massive for the Raptors if they can pull this out. Given they have another half inning, but if they can take the lead here in the top of the ninth, that puts a lot of pressure on a Green Bay Rocker team. Remind you, last night, Raptors were up 3-0 through